my colleague, Dr. Tanya Horacek, has been working on nutrition in young adults for a number of years with a group of researchers at other universities across the country, particularly how the environment, the food environment on campuses and in communities affects the food choices and eating habits of young adults, especially focusing in on fruits and vegetables. Many Americans fall short in eating the recommended amount of those foods. My colleague, Dr. Lynn Brand, has been working on child nutrition, particularly obesity prevention. She's been collaborating with people in our college and across the university on non-dieting, mindfulness-based approaches to child obesity prevention. And she also collaborates with some of our public health faculty on a study of lead poisoning in children in Syracuse. So my colleague, Margaret Voss, does biochemical and she's a physiologist, so she does physiological type studies looking at the role of nutrients in various physiological functions. And Dr. Sudha Raj has been studying dietary acculturation of immigrants who come to the United States, how they change their eating habits and how it affects their health. She's also one of the top scholars in the country on vegetarian nutrition.
Uh-huh, interesting. You know, when you think about two things I think stand out to me as a person who tries to be fairly healthy, one is just the obesity in general, how widespread it is. Mm-hmm. So obesity is certainly something that, comes to my mind. And then the other thing is how much processed food, you know, the coffee drink that's 900 calories that people don't think of as, you know, that kinds of stuff. How do those kind of really in our life things fit into, you know, nutrition at your level or, you know, in the, sort of the academic setting?
Well, I think across our program and much of the research that my colleagues are doing, we are trying to work on initiatives that would help people shift towards fresh, whole, minimally processed foods. If they could be local foods, that's even better. A local food system that can nourish us. And in upstate New York, we're very fortunate. We have a wide variety of foods that we can grow locally, healthy foods that can keep us going for a long time.
In your field, do people get frustrated at how much information is out there and, you know, yet our habits and our normal eating, probably largely out of convenience and maybe marketing and maybe lifestyle, really doesn't follow all the information that's out there?
Well, that's an ongoing challenge, I would say. But, a lot of people do, once they understand, try to make those changes if it's possible for them. And, you know, part of it is personal decisions that relate to, you know, do you have the resources to make those healthy choices in all across lifestyle, including the food you're eating. But also, how can we change the food system so that those decisions are available to everyone across the economic spectrum?
Is some of that policy related?
And oh,
I don't even
very.
Know what policies those would be necessarily. Certainly things like the soda tax draw attention. You know, you can see the, like smoking. I mean, cigarettes have gotten so expensive because of taxes, it's definitely influenced smoking. So the soda tax is sort of in that thing. But are there other policy things that are out there or ideas or proposals that would help either make food more available or, you know, nudge us, that's not too much social engineering?
The biggest policy that affects nutrition for American citizens is the Farm Bill. And people have said that the Farm Bill is a misnomer for it. It basically is how the U.S. Department of Agriculture is going to fund everything under their umbrella. And it's renewed every 5 years, and it's under discussion because it's up for renewal in the very near future. So the Farm Bill is where we get the funding for all the food assistance programs, like the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which used to be called food stamps, the Supplemental Food Program for Women, Infants, and Children, which we call WIC, the school meals programs. All of those come under the Farm Bill, as do all the agricultural subsidies. And most of the agriculture, I'm not the world expert, even in this department, on the Farm Bill. We have better experts than me. But the basics I know about the Farm Bill is it drives how taxpayer dollars subsidize the growing of certain crops. And only a tiny fraction of it goes to raising fresh fruits and vegetables.